Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 2839, and today's date is August 1st, 2022, and the title of the episode is The World is Helping, We Are Winning, Something Big is About to Drop, Rig for Red. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, World Economic Forum, the central bank. From the very beginning, the people are now learning that they have lied and they continue to lie about what is happening in the economy, what's happening around the world. And their Green New agenda is completely falling apart and the people are no longer buying what they're selling. Actually, the people really don't even care that much anymore. And if you go back in time, you can see the lies that they have told and all the predictions that they made. None of them have come true. Let's go back to 1995. In the New York Times, they reported that in 25 years, that the beaches in the U.S. on the East Coast would no longer be visible. They'd be underwater due to global warming. We're in the year 2022 right now. It's a long time. And what do we see? we see the beaches are exactly the same. The beaches are not overrun by water. They're not underwater. California hasn't sunk. Florida hasn't sunk. And when you start to look at the beaches from 1995, and you look at a satellite picture from 2000, a satellite picture from 2010, a satellite picture from 2021, they look exactly the same. Absolutely no difference. And if you go back in time, you can see they were telling us there's going to be no snow by the year 2000. The polar ice caps were going to completely melt and there'd be no more polar ice caps. Everything that they predicted has not come true. And I do believe the people now are seeing this firsthand and they're starting to realize this. Now, what's very interesting about Senator Joe Manchin, it seems that Bill Gates and other radicals pressed Joe Manchin to vote for Biden's behemoth climate change bill. Now, I wonder what they have on them, because you just don't fold just because you have someone come up to you and they give you a speech or they tell you, hey, come on, let's do it. They must have something on Joe Manchin for him to flip like this. And we'll have to wait to see how this plays out. But what's very interesting is that this climate change bill, the Inflation Act, this will completely destroy this country. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually know this. They know everything that they're going to do right now, everything that they're going to put into place. The people are going to see this and they're going to see the entire country economically completely implode on itself. And yes, the people then are going to say, okay, we know exactly who did this. It's not Trump. It's not someone else on this side. It's these people. It's the private Western Central Bank. It's the puppet masters in the basement. It's the World Economic Forum. And people are going to see this very, very clearly. Now, what's very interesting is we can see out in Ukraine, 26,000 tons of corn have left Ukraine. This is the first Ukrainian grain ship, and it has left the port. And yes, this is heading into different areas. And we can see that this is something the deep state players do not want. This is something the World Economic Forum does not want. They don't want this food getting out to different countries. And I do believe that this is headed towards Lebanon and Mideast nations that are having a very difficult time right now. Now, remember, the deep state players, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, that what they really want is they want food shortages. This is why they keep trying to shut down the port in Ukraine. They don't want ships sailing to different countries where there's grain on board. Think about what's happening in this country. We can see that they're pushing their agenda here, and Hershey's has already warned that there's going to be a shortage of chocolate for Halloween. And I do believe this is exactly what they've been doing from the very beginning. Every time there's a happy occasion or there's a holiday, they always want to make it awful for we the people. They want people to feel depressed. They want people to be upset. Think about the pandemic when they kept telling you, oh, you can have one person or maybe you can have your holiday over Zoom. This is what they like to do. But are people going to go along with this? Are people going to say, oh, okay, we're not going to have Halloween. We're not going to have the holidays. I don't believe that this is going to happen. I believe everything that they're trying to do right now is completely failing. Just like them trying to convince us that there was never inflation, just like they're trying to convince us that, hey, the recession is not really a recession. Everything that they're trying to push on we the people, it is backfiring on them. And it's getting harder and harder for them. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the economy right now, because of inflation, because of the recession that we're in, we're going to see corporations start to lay off. And actually, Amazon, they have revealed that it is now hiring at the slowest pace since 2019 and has cut over 100,000 employees globally in the June quarter. Now, this is very interesting because we've seen other companies start to lay off. We see Google, parent Alphabet Inc., they are laying off. We're seeing Apple is slowing its hiring this year. Coinbase is cutting its staff by 18%. Microsoft has announced a hiring slowdown. Netflix has cut at least 500 employees recently. Peloton is firing over 2,800 workers. Online brokerage Robinhood terminated about 9% of the workforce in April. Twitter cut about 30% of its talent acquisition team this past month. And there are many other companies that are starting to do this because we are headed into something that's worse than a recession. Actually, Trump has been telling us this. We're heading into a transitional period where we're going to be moving out of the private Western Central Bank system into a completely different system. Now, the Federal Reserve, It seems that they don't really care that much about the recession. Now, we can tell that they don't really care about the recession, just like the Biden administration doesn't care about the recession. The puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, they don't care about the recession because, remember, this is a controlled demolition of the economy. And as we move forward, what is the Federal Reserve's biggest concern? It is going to be inflation, because with inflation, people can see the value of their currency. And they're struggling now just to keep it under control. And it's not going to work. Actually, I do believe inflation is going to get worse and worse. And as it gets worse and worse, it means the value of the currency is devaluing. And people are going to take notice and understand, hey, this currency is worth absolutely nothing. What is going on here? Cash Carey from the Fed said the following: so far, inflation continues to surprise us to the upside. They are panicking over inflation. I remember Trump saying inflation is going to destroy the economy. No, it's going to destroy the private Western central bank system. That's what it's going to do. Now, we know that Biden said, okay, there was no inflation. We know the Fed Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, okay, it's transitory. Then they admitted, okay, there is inflation. So this is why Biden had to come up with his Inflation Reduction Act, which is really not a Inflation Reduction Act. It's always the opposite of what that is. And Bloomberg came out and said the following: Inflation Reduction Act has little inflation help, UPenn study says. So right there, they're telling you that this is not going to stop inflation. Well, I think we all know this. This is going to actually add to the problem. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is exactly what the Biden administration was going to do, what Obama was going to do in the basement, what the central bankers were going to do with the World Economic Forum, because you know their playbook. You know they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And you know they're going to destroy their own system. They're going to destroy their own system to try to bring us into the Great Reset. Now, again, everything has been accelerated. They never expected all of this to happen so quickly. And they're trying to get control over it, but they're failing. And as they fail, the people learn the truth and people can see, hey, what are these people doing? It's just like this whole Inflation Act. This is not going to stop inflation. Plus, it's raising taxes. Actually, Biden put this tweet out. Actually, it wasn't really him. Someone else typed for him. But it says the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 will lower health care costs for millions of Americans, and for the first time in a long time, make the largest corporations pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 per year. Now, what's funny, he said this is an Inflation Reduction Act. How come he doesn't mention inflation? How is he going to reduce inflation? He doesn't even mention that. Isn't that interesting? Plus, he lied about the taxes. Greg Price responded to this and said the following: literally, everyone making over $30,000 will have their taxes increased, and 50% of tax increases in the bill would come from people making less than $400,000 per year. This guy is a liar and is intentionally making life worse for us. And that's exactly what's happening. Add in inflation, add in high fuel costs. Think about how the people are going to be affected by all of this. They're going to hit the precipice. Trump responded to all of this on True Social, and he said the following: big tax increase for all Americans being pushed by Democrats. This is the opposite of the Biden pledge. And it is the complete opposite of what he said. Now people are seeing all the lies. You don't have to wait 10 years, 8 years, 9 years. You're seeing the lies within 2 years. And people can see this very, very clearly. And as time goes on and inflation continues on, which means it's the devaluation of the currency, what is going to happen? People are going to decide, hey, should I stay with fiat or should I move my currency right now into either gold and silver, into Bitcoin, or into both, or any other type of stable coin? Now, let's think about this for a second. At what point do people do this? And at what point do corporation stores start to say, you know something, we're going to be accepting Bitcoin? Is it when food is $500 and you paid $100 last week? Is it when food is $1,000? When fuel prices are $12, $20 a gallon? At some point, people are going to say, all right, enough is enough. I can see the value of the currency declining. I mean, everyone goes, oh, look, Bitcoin went down from 60,000 to 22,000, well, to 19,000 to 17,000, it's back up to 23,000. Think about the dollar since it came into existence, and especially from 1971 when we came off the gold standard. It has lost 97% of its value. And remember, it takes 22,000 Federal Reserve notes to buy one Bitcoin. And yes, it might be 23,000 now. It takes 1,700 and change Federal Reserve notes to buy 1 ounce of gold. And remember, gold has been suppressed. I do believe gold should be pretty much where Bitcoin is. And people say, well, that's, I don't want to put my money into gold. I don't want to put my money into Bitcoin. Actually, you're not putting it into it. You're actually trading it in for actual sound money, something that the central bank doesn't control. And the people that are holding onto their fiat currency like it's gold or Bitcoin, think about it. It's continually losing value every single day. And as it loses value, it takes more and more of those pieces of paper or those little blips to transition into gold, into silver, into Bitcoin. So at what stage do people say, okay, enough is enough? Do they wait for companies to say, okay, we're accepting Bitcoin? Do they wait for stores to accept Bitcoin? Well, I do believe that this is already begun. Coming out of Deloitte & Touche, and actually CNBC picked up the story, nearly 75% of retailers plan to accept cryptocurrency payments within the next 2 years. So Deloitte polled a sample of 2,000 senior executives from the retail industry who represent a range of subsectors, including cosmetics, electronics, fashion, transportation, food and beverage. And they said, yes, we're going to be accepting cryptocurrency. Now, that is very interesting. So if they're going to be accepting cryptocurrency, these same retailers will probably pay people in cryptocurrency. The transition has already started. As inflation picks up and the value of the currency devalues, people are going to make the decision. Actually, corporations, stores, they're going to have to make the decision. The central bank system, their central bank digital currency, that has already failed. The people are not going to be going in that direction. The people have seen the lies. The people see what exactly is going on. And I do believe, like Trump said, that something else is coming, which is a lot worse than a recession. This is going to bring us into a crisis. The crisis is going to allow people to say, what happened here? Why did we end up like this? Who's responsible? How come the Fed couldn't control inflation? How come the Fed, by raising the rates, destroyed the system? What is going on here? And I do believe using this crisis, people are going to start to poke around and look and most likely pass some laws that say, you know something, we need some type of audit, like a forensic audit, to see exactly what's going on here. And yes, we might have them vote to say, we no longer need the Federal Reserve. And I do believe that this crisis is going to allow the Patriots to do this. And I do believe we're heading in this direction already. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are panicking. Yes, there is panic in D.C. They are struggling to maintain the narrative. And each time they push, the people are not going along with this. The people are rejecting everything that they're doing. And everything that they're doing is being exposed to the people as unconstitutional. And this is going to continue on. And as this continues, we're going to see a lot of information, a lot of facts, a lot of truth come out about these treasonous criminals. Now, since they don't have the pandemic, and I do believe that Putin shut down what they really wanted to do, they're probably something with smallpox. So now they're relying on monkeypox, and nobody's really taking this very, very seriously. Actually, if you read all the articles going back in time, people just get over monkeypox. And this is not really a national security threat, a health threat. And I do believe what's going to happen is you're going to see just the blue states probably start to shut down. And you're going to see the red states stay open. Remember, they're using the same exact playbook as they used in COVID. The people, they are now catching on. The people are starting to learn exactly what their agenda is. The variant's not working. I mean, think about how many things they threw at us. The variant, a new variant, they're throwing monkeypox, the Marburg virus, anything they can think of to try to scare the people. And that's the whole thing. They try to scare the people. They're using. That's what they're using to try to regain the narrative. It is not going to work. Now, since all of that is not working, they only have really one option left, is a scare event. And remember, they love using fear on the people. Now, I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, since they know the playbook, they know they love using fear on the people. You can use this against them. You can use their scare event against those individuals that are trying to push this on We the People to scare us. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen, because everything that they tried, everything that they've done has completely failed. And I think this is all they have left right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this to their advantage. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Matt Gaetz, because a former camera guy for ABC, NBC, CNN, he was arrested last year for threatening to kill Matt Gaetz and any future children that he has. This individual is Eugene Holzelman, 58. He was arrested in Los Angeles on indictment returned by a federal jury in Pensacola, Florida. And they gave him a fine of $10,000. And he was sentenced to home confinement. That's it? For threatening to kill a sitting congressman? That's what he gets? Very interesting. Because really, think about those individuals that just walked into the Capitol. They're still in prison. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't harm anyone. They had their cameras just snapping pictures because the police, the Capitol Police, said, hey, come on in. It's not that big of a deal. And we see countless videos showing that these people just walked in, spoke to the police. Actually, they helped them come into the Capitol, which is absolutely unbelievable when you start to look at this. But you understand that the criminal syndicate is running the system. And when the criminal syndicate runs the system, they're not going to put their foot soldiers, those who are part of the criminal syndicate, in prison. It doesn't work that way. And we use this example time and time again. If the mafia controls the town, controls the prosecutor, controls the judge, controls the businesses, controls the schools, they're not going to throw their own in prison. They're not going to do it. And this is exactly what we've been witnessing and watching for the last many, many years. But I do believe things are changing right now. Chuck Grassley was out there, and it seems that he'll be meeting with Christopher Wray about the whistleblowers and having the FBI completely remove the political bias when they handle investigations. Now, Chuck Grassley, he also said that the FBI Director Wray has personally told him his whistleblowers won't be subject to retaliation. Now, we know there's many posts about FBI Director Wray, and we know there is one post that says Future Marker. Let's see how this plays out, because this is going to be very, very interesting. And let's see which way Wray goes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know with Durham, he had the trial with Sussman. I don't believe the trial was to actually convict Sussman, because he knew he was having it in D.C. He wanted certain information to come out, and information did come out. And I do believe Durham is going to be using this in his next trial. Actually, he already submitted some paperwork, and it looks like he's not leaving it up to the other lawyers. He's taking control over this, and this is going to happen in October. But Trump, he actually brought it up. And remember, Robbie Mook, he admitted that Hillary Clinton paid for all of this, and she orchestrated the entire thing. I do believe that's what Durham wanted to get out of him. And I do believe this is going to be used later on. Trump, he put this truth out and then responded to a truth. So let me read his first truth, and this is what he said. Robbie Mook just admitted that the campaign fraud was committed by Hillary Clinton together with her same cast of characters. It's the biggest story on the internet, but the fake news refuses to report it. They have lost all credibility with people. We can't have great country without a free and respected media. Then he responded to this and said the following. The fake news just won't move on this. As usual, fear not, we will win. Now, when Trump comes out with something like this, it means something's about to drop. Something is about to happen. And I remember going back a little bit in time, Kash Patel said in the month of August, Durham is going to be unsealing additional indictments. Let's see if this happens, because he already put out some court papers and he's handling the Dechenko trial. So let's see how this plays out. And I do believe we're going to see something drop probably in the next couple of weeks. Remember, August is a very, very hot month and nature is very unpredictable. Now, what's very interesting, we know there's a lot happening in October. One is Durham. The other one is the Supreme Court that's going to hear the case on election laws, deciding should the legislators make the laws for elections or should we keep it with the governor, with the attorney general, with the Secretary of State, which I do believe they're going to be ruling in favor of the legislators because they are our lawmakers. These other individuals are not. So we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, we know that's in October, but we also know that Elon Musk and Twitter, they have a trial, and that is going to start on October 17th. Very interesting date, because 17, as we know, is equal to Q when you look at the alphabet. So it's October, and it's the 17th. Very interesting. Now, we know that there's a scare event coming up. Trump has already let us know that, yes, this might start World War III. I do believe this is going to bring the people to the precipice. And we see Pelosi, she has her itinerary. She's following her itinerary. And once again, it doesn't say Taiwan on it. Now, a lot of people have been reporting that there was another itinerary back in on July 28th. That says, yes, she was going to visit Taiwan, and it looks like they scrapped that one and came out with July 31st, but the Wayback Machine did not pick that up. So we actually don't have hard physical proof of that. But her itinerary right now does not show Taiwan. But we're starting to hear from the fake news from all over the place that, yes, she's still going to visit Taiwan as part of her Asian tour. Now, I do believe the deep state players, the D's, they want to push this and push it hard because this is the only play they have left. They're running out of ammunition. Pretty much, they're pretty much on empty. And they know they need as much chaos as possible. Remember, this is a grand game of chess. We know that the Patriots, they already have the winning move. They already know that there's a couple moves left and it's going to be checkmate. The D's, the deep state players, the fake news, the puppet masters, they're going to try to create as much chaos as possible to see if they can get the Patriots to make a wrong move so they can't hit checkmate. Now, China, they're continually out there, and they are putting out military videos saying, listen, if Pelosi decides to go into Taiwan, it's not going to be good. It's not going to end well. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that how is she going to get into Taiwan? Is she just going to take her military plane that she's flying on? Is she just going to land? Or is she going to say, hey, there's something wrong with the plane. We need to make an emergency stop. And look, hey, it's just Taiwan. We can just go ahead and land. Are they going to use that type of tactic? That is going to be very interesting. Now, the White House came out and they made a statement and they said the speaker has the right to visit Taiwan. Now, really think about what the White House is saying. Remember, they want to push this. They want some type of an event. And yes, they're going to start to probably use the word red lines. If Pelosi goes there, China better not cross the red line. I do believe they're trying to push this war. Remember, it's part of their 16-year plan. They didn't veer away from it. They were just interrupted by the good guys. And now they're trying to get the weapons away from the people. And look how hard they're trying. They're trying to change the fabric of this country. They've already taken control over the fake news and big tech. And the other part of it is bringing us into war. Yes, a nuclear war. This is going to be a scare of all scares. And I do believe the Patriots are going to use this to their benefit. Now, Bruno Barking, he put this out on True Social. He said the following: four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? And this refers to Q Post, by the way, to prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during the transition. Russia, China, and maybe even North Korea. USS Ronald Reagan, USS Abraham Lincoln, USS America, USS Tripoli. They're all headed to the Pacific. Now, remember, in these posts, it says that, yes, four aircraft carriers are going to the Pacific, and this could be for Russia, it could be for China, could be North Korea, or all three. Well, it just so happens that North Korea is back in the news. We'll be getting into that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is from Taiwan, the chip maker TSMC, they say it may stop supplies if the conflict breaks out in Taiwan. So Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the world's largest and most valuable chip maker, will become non-operable if war breaks out. Think about that for a second. Isn't there something going on with Pelosi, the chip maker in Taiwan, her husband? I do believe so. Remember that truth that Trump put out? Why is Nancy Pelosi getting involved with China and Taiwan other than to make trouble and more money, possibly involving insider trading and information for her cheating husband? Everything she touches turned to chaos, disruption, and crap. Her second big Congress flop happening now, and the China mess is the last thing she should be involved in. She will only make it worse. Crazy Nancy just inserts herself and causes great friction and hatred. She is such a mess. So absolutely. And Trump did mention this once before. So that's very interesting. Now, we know that Trump, I do believe he's working with Xi. He's working with Putin and Kim Jong-un. Remember, he writes letters to Kim Jong-un. He was the president that walked across the DMC, shook the hand of Kim Jong-un. Xi, he had him over to Mar-a-Lago. I do believe he's working with these leaders and many other leaders. So if he's working with these leaders, that means the world is helping to get rid of the private Western central bank, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum. So if he's working with these leaders, are we going to be heading into war? Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. No, I think the plan is to make it seem like we're heading into war, but then all of a sudden it will not happen. And we'll have to see how this plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Ultra Puppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out, there was the Chinese official talking about Pelosi's visit, and actually he spoke about Biden. And this is what Ultra Pepe Lives put down. And when you listen to it, you can hear him say it. It says, China says that Biden should honor the commitment that President Biden made to not support Taiwan's independence. When did Biden commit to that? China says that those who play with fire will be burned by it. We would like to make clear that the Chinese side is fully prepared for any eventuality. Take a listen to what this Chinese official said.
Chinese side will surely take strong and resolute measures to safeguard our sovereignty and territorial integrity. What the U.S. side should do is to abide by the One China Principle and the three Sino-U.S. joint communiques and honor the commitment of President Biden of not supporting Taiwan independence, and it should not arrange for Pelosi's potential visit to Taiwan.
So was this a backroom deal that he made with China when he was taking their money? It could have been. Just Human on True Social put this out. China can do a lot of damage, but they can't win a war against Taiwan, or just about any other country for that matter. They certainly can't win a war against Taiwan plus Japan, US, Australia, South Korea. China knows this. Taiwan knows this. The US knows this. The normies do not know this. Understand? So really think about this. Is this going to be the scare event that really shocks the normies into understanding what's going on? Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, we're all Americans here. Americans do not want to enter into war. And if we get very, very close to that time period, because this is where the deep state wants to bring us, remember, it's the 16-year plan. We were told that they wanted a nuclear war. Of course, it was going to be staged. They already knew who the winner was going to be, or they already knew who the loser was going to be, and actually it was going to be the United States that was going to be the loser, so they can get rid of the Constitution. So if you know the playbook and you know they're going to be doing all these things, you can use it to your advantage, especially when you have the leverage and you have other leaders working with you. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening. And I do believe it's also happening in Iran. It might not seem that way, but I do believe that something else is going on, because they would have made a deal with Iran a long time ago. They would have brought soldiers into Ukraine a long time ago. Remember, everything is falling apart on them. And what are they really doing to stop it? Not much. They're really not fighting back. And they really haven't done much, have they? Which is very interesting. Now, Iran, they vowed to build a nuclear warhead if provoked, and warned that it could turn New York into a hellish ruin. Then we have North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, North Korea preparing to conduct its seventh nuclear test. Iran has been either unwilling or unable to accept a deal to return to nuclear agreement. Getting back to nuclear deals remains the best outcome for U.S., Iran, and the world. So let's think about this. We have Nancy, who's supposed to be going into Taiwan. China saying we're going to fight back. We have North Korea preparing to conduct its seventh nuclear test. We have Iran out there saying, listen, we're going to create a nuclear weapon. And this is all happening at the same exact time. Then we have the UN chief, Antonio Guterres, saying humanity is one miscalculation away from a nuclear annihilation. So it seems that they're actually pushing the idea that we're going to be heading into nuclear war, World War III, as Trump calls it. And I do believe that this is the scare event. The Authority on True Social and Telegram put this out and said the following. The D Party is in big trouble. They have no one to run for office, and the public is aware of how they cheat. The whole world is watching. The Dems need to stop the election. COVID isn't working as an excuse. The climate crisis isn't coming. Trump reminds us at every rally. The D Party has one move left to stop midterms, World War III. Look how close Nancy got to the fire this weekend. What happens when you corner an animal? Rage. Checkmate. Then he says the left is running out of excuses and time. They have drained their resources and assets, and they're spread thin. The red wave is coming, and they know it. The public finding out about their corruption is their biggest fear. From an optics standpoint, what else do they have left to lose? Nothing can stop what is coming. And what's very interesting, if we go back to post 3570, this is August 1st, 2019, this is a three-year delta, it says C before D, and under it, it says Coates before D class, but there are many different meanings with this. Maybe it's China before D-class. Is China going to happen before the indictments are unsealed and we see the declassified information? That could be. The month of August is traditionally very hot. You have more than you know. And everything that they've tried has completely failed. And it seems this is the only course of action they have left. It's part of their 16-year plan. Trump, the Patriots know it. We've been warned about a scare event, and here we are. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of information start to pour out from Durham, from Weiss, from the election fraud, and from everything else that we're seeing. And again, the storm is made up of all these pieces. There'll be so much chaos, so much hitting the deep state, they won't know which way to turn in the end. That's how powerful this storm is going to be. Now, look what's happening with the pandemic. They've been trying everything. Remember, they're trying to cheat in this upcoming election. They know if they can't cheat, it's game over. So they're trying everything. They got their variant. They got the monkeypox. We have New York City shutting down, declaring a health emergency. We have California and San Francisco declaring a health emergency. But this time around, this is all not going to work. And you can see Fauci, he's panicking. He's complaining about online misinformation and how Americans won't adhere to the COVID rules, which means he's panicking because no one's listening to him anymore. No one believes what he says. I mean, he was out on the news, on the fake news, saying, listen, the CDC should be above the court system. No. Look what the CDC has done. They've lied time and time again. They don't use science. They don't use peer-reviewed documentation, and they don't prove it to we the people. I mean, let's take, for example, we mentioned this yesterday. Think about the airlines. Everyone was wearing a mask because the CDC, the FDA, according to their fake science, told us it would be very, very dangerous if we took the masks off. People would get COVID, be super spreaders, it would be a complete and utter disaster. So a federal judge said this is unconstitutional and said, everyone remove your mask. So everyone removed their mask. This had nothing to do with the CDC saying it's all clear, had nothing to do with the FDA saying it's all clear, had nothing to do with Fauci saying it's all clear. They didn't, their science that they said, if you take the masks off, we're going to have a super spreader, we're going to have people die. That didn't come true. Now it's been months. And what has happened on the airlines? Nothing. Just like everything else. It's all fake, phony, and false. And think about what Fauci lied about to the American public. He lied about hydroxychloroquine. He lied about ivermectin. He also flip-flopped on mask wearing several times throughout the pandemic. March 8, 2020, Dr. Fauci advised healthy Americans against wearing face masks. April 2020, the CDC Americans should be wearing face masks for COVID. In May 2020, Fauci and the New England Journal of Medicine have admitted that masks are little more than symbols, virtual signaling. January 25th, 2021, Fauci told healthy Americans to wear two masks instead of one. And then 1 week later, January 31st, 2021, Fauci backtracked on the insane idea of wearing multiple masks. This is just ridiculous. This is not even based in science. And this is why he will not go and debate epidemiologists, other doctors, because if he did, it would be 10 times worse than Rand Paul hitting him over the head. And you can see that things are falling apart on him. All his lies, everything that he's done is now catching up to him. Judicial Watch right now, they just announced today that it has filed a Freedom of Information Act request lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for the emails of National Institutes of Health Chief of the Clinical Center's Department of Bioethics, Christine Grady, referencing the COVID-19 vaccine and antibody enhancement. Grady is the spouse of Dr. Anthony Fauci. And Judicial Watch wants these records. Thomas Massey on Twitter put this out about the vaccine. If you believe there's nothing sketchy about the pharma.gov COVID vaccine program, ponder this. Nearly 1 year after FDA approval, why haven't FDA-approved versions of the vaccine been made available? Too much time has passed, and there have been too many boosters administered to believe that they're still just trying to use up the original stock. If it's merely a change in legal framework, what legal outcomes are they trying to skirt? The law limits the Secretary of Defense to mandating only FDA-approved vaccines, which is what his original memo dictated. Yet the military has been forcing EUA vaccines on members of the military in defiance of the law. What is their motive? Who at the DOD, FDA, Pfizer is coordinating this? Well, Sean Davis responds to this on Twitter and says the following. Just a guess, but the EUA absolves the manufacturer of legal liability, while the FDA-approved versions comes with no such immunity. That's why they don't want to create an approved FDA vaccine, because then people would be able to sue. I do believe people are going to sue no matter what, because they've been lied to about this experimental drug, and especially with corporations forcing it on the people, the military forcing it on the people, and this is experimental. You see, the experimental phase is, hey, you can take it if you want before it becomes approved. It's not that you can be forced to take it. And I do believe this is where they screwed up. They used the experimental drug, which goes against the Nuremberg Code. They used the experimental drug and they forced it on Americans. The military is forcing an experimental drug on the soldiers. This is where it's going to completely fall apart. Thomas Massey on Twitter, he said the following. Last time I checked, factcheck.org, vaccine fact check program, was funded by an organization that holds $2 billion worth of vaccine manufacturer stock. Not really surprising, is it? And you know what else is not surprising? What's happening with this election fraud? We finally found out who the individual was in Maricopa County who deleted the database. Election investigator Matt Van Bibber also shared his discoveries from the Maricopa County Election Department public footage. He finally revealed the identities of individuals who illegally deleted election files from the elections management server in April of 2021. This data was deleted before the voting machines were delivered to the Senate auditors in compliance with the subpoena. Federal law requires these files to be kept for 22 months. Maricopa County officials previously admitted that these files were deleted in a congressional hearing, but later walked it back and said that the files were archived. It was revealed by Van Bibber that Maricopa County Election Database Administrator Brian Ramirez was granted unauthorized entry to the server room on multiple occasions, and he deleted the files. Ramirez does not have the required credentials to access the server room, but other individuals gave him the access, and he used their IDs. So Van Bibber matched the server room entry logs to the video footage and found Brian Ramirez using other cards to access the room. So basically, you have Brian entering the server room, and he's using other people's IDs, and other individuals allowed him to enter that room, and they used their IDs to let him in. Now, this individual, he knew exactly what to delete. It's not like he said, okay, you know, I'm just going to do a mass delete. He knew exactly where to go and what to delete. So this was knowingly done. And now they have the evidence. And it's completely falling apart on them. Just like everything else. The big lie is from the fake news, from the corrupt politicians. Biden, yes, he got 81 million ballots. But it wasn't votes. It was 81 forged ballots. And they overthrew the United States government with the help of foreign countries, which means the military had to know, which means their devolution is now in effect. And the military, I do believe they've been showing us that they absolutely know. An absolute conviction, 1776, on Telegram, went back in time and said, hey, wait a minute, let's take a look at this, because we're starting to see the clues now if you start adding them up. And says, okay, let's add this to everything else. When you look at Trump, when he was being inaugurated, we had the military and the individual had all his medals on his jacket. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Biden when he was being inaugurated, the same type of soldier had nothing. It was completely wiped of every single thing. The military doesn't forget tradition. So that is very interesting. So that's an anomaly. So then we have more proof. The military is on to Biden and has been since day one. The presidential salute is 4 guns and 21 shots in rapid succession. Biden got 3 guns and a 10-second pause between shots fired. Biden got the salute reserved for foreign dignitaries. Now, are we to believe the military all of a sudden forgot which gun salute to give an incoming president? I don't think so. The odds of that are near zero. The military knows. Now, think about it. When Biden was coming for his inauguration, he flew in on a chartered jet, not Air Force One. That is very interesting in itself. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Brian Cates points this out, he shows 4 different videos of Trump, Obama, Clinton, and Biden. They're all laying the wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And there's a military procedure that they follow. So if you go back in time and you look at what Bush did, he went ahead and, by the way, Bush, Obama, they didn't have the vice president's assist with this. They were there alone, which is very interesting in itself. But what happens is the soldier comes up, holds the wreath, walks backwards, and the president walks forward and they lay the wreath. So Obama did this, Bush did this, and Trump did this. Trump had Pence with him, so he had the vice president do it with him. When you look at Biden, the wreath was already just sitting there. The soldier was not even near the wreath, and Biden just walked up to it. Remember, the military doesn't forget tradition. Why did they do these things? Because I do believe that this is not the true president of the United States. This individual is a placeholder. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they put this individual into this placeholder, which is the resident, to wake America up, to show the people, because sometimes you have to show them. If Trump just came out and explained all this to you, no one would believe it. No one would believe this is a central bank illusionary economy. No one would believe that this is their true agenda. No one will believe that these people don't care about the American citizen. The only way to show the people the truth is to actually show them. And you have to experience it every step of the way. And I do believe the last thing that's coming up, one of the last things I do believe that's coming up, is the scare event. The scare event to wake up all the normies. Because when people see what's happening and you see how the rhinos are out there, let's get war. And you see the Biden administration, let's go to war. You see the fake news and big tech all backing up war, telling you they're going to cross red lines. Remember, they've been doing this for a very long time. Think about what happened in the Middle East. Remember, Trump ended all these endless wars. They've been bringing us to war for a very, very long time. And they use the phrases like, if they cross this red line, we're going to do such and such. And they make it seem like, hey, we're in the right here. They're actually causing all of this. And we could see the same thing is happening now. Now, Dan Scavino, he put out a tweet and a truth, and they're both exactly the same, but the times are different. Now, it's a video, which is 20 seconds long, and it shows a red sky. Does that mean it's rigged for red? Maybe, but the first one on Twitter, this is at 9:37, it says the following, and this is March 10, 2018, it says, glimpse, you cannot possibly imagine the size of this. Trust the plan. Trust there are more good than bad. The world is helping. We are not alone. We're all connected in this fight. Patriots unite. We are winning big. Watch the speech. God bless. Then he put the same exact thing out on True Social. This was 21:13, and this is September 7, 2018. It says the following, logical thinking, month, September, public learned, grand jury impaneled R.E. McCabe, coincidence, follow the connections, we have it all. So I do believe that he's sending us messages that we have it all, the world is helping, and we're watching everything play out now. And yes, I do believe that this is going to shock the normies into understanding who the warmongers are and who is the peacemaker. And let's see if this plays out and let's see what happens. I know Trump, he's been leading up to this, telling us that we should expect this just like we should have expected inflation. He told us inflation was going to destroy the economy. He told us to expect the borders, Afghanistan, expect all of this. And this is exactly what we've been seeing. And I do believe something big is about to drop. If we go back to post 1802, this is August 2nd, 2018, it says something big is about to drop. Now think about it. Think about all the things that are happening now as we are in the month of August approaching the midterms. So we're going to see Durham. We're going to see Weiss. We're going to see the scare event. I do believe we're going to see a communications blackout. We're going to see election fraud. I do believe we're going to see decertification. All of this is going to be happening as we approach the midterms, and it's going to be building and building and building. And I do believe Durham is about to drop something big because Trump just mentioned Robbie Mook, and he normally does this when something is about to happen. And it seems the Patriots actually brought the deep state players down the path they wanted them to go. And if you bring them down the path you want them to go, you know their playbook. You know exactly what they're going to do. And I do believe that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We're watching the whole thing play out. And I do believe the military is in complete control. We're not going to be heading into World War III. Yes, it's going to be a scare event, but I do believe the Patriots are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boost of metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com.